May 8, 1923 Louisa must reach the beginning. Only the divine will can place in safety and keep with jealousy all the goods which God wants to give to the creature. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself. I seemed to be covering a very long way on which I encountered many people. Some were horrifying to look at, some seemed to be incarnate demons. Very few were the good. That way was so long that it would never end, and I, tired, wanted to go back into myself, but someone who was near me prevented me from doing so, telling me, "Come now, keep going, you must reach the beginning, and in order to get there, you must to go through all generations. You must have them all under your eyes so as to bring them to your Creator. Your beginning is God, and you must reach that point of eternity in which the Eternal One created man, in order to receive all the bonds of creation and to retie all the harmonies that can exist between Creator and creature." So, a supreme force made me go forward, and I was forced to see the evils of the earth and those which will come, unfortunately, horrifying. Then, after this, I found my sweet Jesus, and, tired, I threw myself into his arms, telling him, "My love, what a long way I had to go through. It seemed centuries without seeing you, and without finding the one who forms my life." And Jesus, "Oh love, ah, yes, my daughter, rest in my arms, come into your beginning, from which you came. I too was anxiously awaiting you, to receive from you, in my will, all that creation owes me, and to give to you, in my same will, all that I must give to all creation. My will alone can place in safety and keep with jealousy all the goods which I want to give to the creature. Outside of my will, my goods are always in danger and poorly kept, while in it, I abound and I give to one what I should give to all. This is why I want to bind all creation in you. I want to place you at the original point of the creation of man. It is my usual way to deal one-on-one with one creature alone, what I want to give her and what I want from her. And then, from her I let goods derive for others. Ah! My daughter, I have created man like a flower, which was to grow, acquire color and fragrance, in my very divinity. By withdrawing from my will, it happened to him as to a flower which is snatched away from a plant. As long as it remains in the plant, the flower is beautiful, lively in its color and fragrant in its perfume. But once it is snatched away from the plant, it withers, it fades, it becomes ugly, and reaches the point of giving off a bad smell. What a lot this was for him, and what a sorrow for me who, with so much love, wanted to raise this flower in my divinity, to delight and amuse myself with him. Now, by my omnipotence, I want this detached flower to bloom again, by transplanting it once again into the womb of my divinity. But I want a soul who wants to live in the womb of my volition. She will be the seed that she will lend to me, and my will do all the rest. In this way, my delights of creation will return. I will amuse myself with this mystical flower, and I will be repaid for creation.